Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
A disturbing charge in Africa.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Tobacco companies targeting children. We've heard those allegations before, but children in Africa? Four states in Nigeria have filed lawsuits against Philip Morris and British American Tobacco, alleging those companies are recruiting kids to smoke. The lawsuits seek $38 billion in damage. The first hearing was today in Nigeria. Tosin Suleiman is covering this for the Times of London. Tosin, what exactly are these states saying the companies did?
They're saying that in order to target young people, they sponsor music concerts and sporting events, and that they give out free cigarettes at some of these events because they want to get people addicted at a young age.
And how do they intend to prove this?
Well, they have documents that were released as part of a settlement in the U.S. with the tobacco industry. They have a document from Philip Morris USA, which was dated March 1981, and that says, "Today's teenager is tomorrow's potential regular customer, and the overwhelming majority of smokers first begin to smoke while still in their teens." And there's another similar document, this one prepared for British American Tobacco, that was dated July 25, 1991. And that talks about the habits of younger smokers in Nigeria. It says, "New smokers enter the market at a very early age, in many cases as young as 8 or 9.
What are the tobacco companies saying?
Well, British American Tobacco admits that it sponsors concerts, but says that the organizers only allow those over 18 to attend. And even though it gives away free cigarettes, it says that we only give them to people who are already smoking. But the lawyers in Nigeria say that's inconsistent with their marketing strategy because they need to attract new smokers in order to survive.
But did I read that Philip Morris said it doesn't sell cigarettes in Nigeria?
Yes, it says Philip Morris International and its affiliates do not currently sell cigarettes in Nigeria. But again, lawyers are saying that they do. Their brands are available for sale in Nigeria and they're very popular.
Okay, Tosin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tosin Suleiman is a reporter for the Times of London. No trading on Wall Street today. Yesterday was a short but profitable day. The Dow gained 41 points to 13,577. The Nasdaq climbed 12. The S&P 500 added 5. Asian stocks gained about 0.5% today. The European markets are up so far. About 95% of the fireworks that'll light up the sky today were made in China. Given all the bad news we've been hearing about Chinese products lately, we had to ask, how safe are the fireworks? Here's John Dimsdale.
Sales of backyard fireworks have more than doubled since 2000, and injuries as a percentage of sales are way down. What a change from the early 90s, when government inspectors found 3/4 of all imported fireworks didn't meet federal standards. Under pressure from the government, importers created the American Fireworks Standards Laboratory. John Rogers is the executive director.
And what the industry did was organized AFSL as a way of getting to China and then testing the product to make sure that they met those standards.
Rogers says putting inspectors on the factory floor helps catch unsafe fireworks before they can be shipped. Scott Wolfson at the government's Consumer Product Safety Commission says the strategy seems to be working.
This is one of the key product areas that we're trying to encourage as a model for other consumer products that we oversee.
The CPSC says lab-certified fireworks usually pass government spot check inspections, but around 20% of the fireworks in the U.S. bypass the lab and aren't inspected. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Mend at Hearts to provide online and hospital support to newly diagnosed heart disease patients. You can learn more at mendathearts.org.
If you've booked any flights this summer, you know how expensive flying is right now. Several new websites try to predict when is the best time to buy your ticket. One site in particular is putting its money where its mouth is. More now from Amy Scott.
let's do a search for flights to San Francisco from New York. Farecast.com not only lists the lowest fare out there, $379 for my dates, it also predicts whether that fare will go up or down. It's telling me to wait. Ooh, prices could drop by $39 in the next week. But what happens if prices go up instead of down? For $9.95, Farecast will guarantee my $379 fare with a kind of insurance policy. If I end up paying more for my ticket, Farecast will pay me the difference. Hugh Crean is the company's CEO.
Certainly, we are not clairvoyant. So, yeah, there are certain situations where we are wrong and we stand behind the prediction and we write that check. But what we find is, you know, as the stats prove out, we're very good at predicting airfare.
Those stats show Farecast is right almost 75% of the time, according to the company. But traveler, beware. Farecast only predicts changes in the lowest available airfare, not the specific flight or time you want. If Farecast has its limitations, Henry Hartevelt says it does help lift the veil on a supremely mysterious business. Hartevelt is a former airline executive. He now follows the travel industry for Forrester Research.
I remember TWA was the first airline I worked at, and I talked to somebody and asked him what our lowest price was, and he said, only God knows the answer to that, and he ain't talking. What Farecast does is it shines some light down this very, very complex, windy tunnel known as buying airline tickets.
But there is such a thing as too much information. Airfare expert Terry Tripler says you could drive yourself crazy hunting for the absolute rock-bottom lowest price.
When you feel that you have found a fair price, I recommend you take it, relax, and enjoy life.
But for those of us still intent on getting the lowest price, Farecast's insurance isn't the only option. A new website alerts you when prices drop. It's called yapta.com, and it blows the lid off one of the best-kept secrets in travel. If a fare drops after you've bought your ticket, many airlines will send you a voucher to make up the difference. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great 4th of July.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.